apparently Candace Owens made a statement that people should not join the military. And many of us on the left, we've been saying that for quite some time. Don't join the military. If you can get out, get out. And I say if you can, because you can't just go like AWOL. But if you can get out of the military, get out of the military. And I say that as someone who came from a military family. Even I say that. My dad would tell you the same thing. And he was military. One of the things that my dad told me is that he learned a lot just by, you know, his own experience in those spaces, that he was lied to about people in those other countries, that the media, the military leadership, and the U.S. government, they were lying about the people in these countries. And I know if he could do it all over again, he wouldn't have made that decision. So many of us on the left, we've been saying this for years, but because Candace Owens said it, and she's in the right political YouTube space, people are very, very angry with her, and they are coming after her. I want to show you what Tucker Carlson said recently to Sagar and Jetty, just to put things into perspective for those who may be, you know, clueless or maybe still have doubt about these wars in the Middle East and whether the United States should be involved. I say, no, they should not. No, we should not be having any of these wars. But I want you to hear what he said, just in case you're wondering if Candace made the right statement. Listen to this.
So as I said, I flipped to D.C. three times in the last month to try to convince Trump not to do this. It didn't work. It happens. I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, boy, this is not going to get better. So then I think I'll fly up again and ask him. I mean, I don't know if anyone else is doing it, so I'm going to try to just declare victory and go home. Like, you
did you hear what Tucker Carlson just said? Tucker Carlson just told you he went to Trump three times to beg of him not to go to war with Iran.
Killed an 86-year-old cleric. Let's just call that a win, and then pull back. And so then, meantime, he got convinced to denounce me. Okay. I don't care. I'm going to fly up anyway and see him, right? Even though he's like denouncing me. So I call over there to see, you know, call someone who knows him to see. I've said, I'm just going to fly up anyway and tell him this because I think it's so important. And the person says, don't bother, because he's being shown polling that this war is like a 90-10 win for him. And I said, I don't know where that polling is coming from. It's like, I guess you could make any kind of poll. And he's watching Fox News, which is telling him the same thing. And he's getting fake polling. I guess they're only polling Sean Hannity's viewers or something. Mm-hmm. And so I'm not sure that there's a sense, as if this was yesterday, because I was getting so agitated. And
so, guys, they're using fake polls, not just also to help Donald Trump with this war, but also to convince the American people to accept this war. If they show you polls that says the U.S. has 90% chance of actually winning a war with Iran, well, then more people might be willing to be okay with it. Tucker Carlson is telling you these polls aren't even real. They're fake polls. This is how the media and the State Department work hand in hand to accomplish this imperialistic genocidal agenda and to get people to support these wars. This ain't the first time they've been using fake polls. They've been doing this with the war with Iraq as well. Go back to Iraq, go back to Afghanistan. They have been doing this. Now, what Tucker Carlson goes here is that he seems to have this feeling, this impression that Donald Trump must be confused or tricked because of the polls that are being shown to him. And I don't think that has anything to do with it at all. Here's what I think. Remember Donald Trump's first presidency? He was the one that decided that he moved the embassy. Remember that happened under his first term. And Netanyahu was really happy about that. I honestly believe if Donald Trump would have won re-election, this war with Iran would have happened sooner. I believe this has been the plan all along. Now people say, well, he ran on getting peace and da da da. Yeah, people say whatever they want when they're trying to get votes. That's the nature of the game. Doesn't mean they're actually going to do what they said. That's to get you to support them. So I don't believe that Donald Trump is tricked, captured, fooled, bamboozled. I believe that this was always a part of the plan. And he just did what a lot of politicians do. They lied to the voters. Tucker seems to feel as though Donald Trump must be tricked because of these polls and the information that's being put in his face. But Donald Trump has Google just like we do. That's where I disagree with him here with that. I don't think he's tricked. I don't think he's fooled. I think this was always a part of the plan. But he lied to everybody else.
Worried. I don't think that there's a sense that this is unpopular. Like, I think there's an information vacuum here.
There's a massive information vacuum. And, you know, for the president and the administration who declared victory based on internet and vibes and podcasts, let's take a survey, shall we, of every podcast that he appeared on. Right. And how do they feel about the Iran conflict? You can look very clearly for yourself. You can look at a lot of the polling of that same demographic, which they were very excited about. Young men in particular, how are they feeling about this conflict? And, you know, if you were saying 90-10, it's not even true in the Republican sense. I mean, the latest one that I saw was like 72% Republicans, which, by the way, Mr. President and everybody in the administration, Bush had 93 for Iraq. And how did that turn out for him? So let's not put, you know, put all of our eggs in the basket of just because Republican voters are here, that this is all going to be like sunshine and roses.
And I'm not even sure that 93% at that time was real. I think that the State Department and the media, they work together to present a certain narrative to the American people so that you can be in agreement and in alignment with a lot of these foreign policy decisions. Even though a lot of times morally, you will know it's not the right thing. Their job is to convince you that it is the right thing. Right? Tucker Carlson said he three times went to Donald Trump and told him, do not attack Iran. So when Candace Owens says, don't join the military, why are all these Zionists so angry? Why are they all freaking out? Hell, you know, Israelis calling Candace out for saying this. Why? Why? Because the goal is to get Americans to die for Israel, or anybody to die for Israel so that they can achieve the greater Israel plan. This video here that someone posted, I think this is from a while back, but I want to remind you of something she was saying back here. Someone added this, her tweet to this, when she was trying to tell people that what was happening was wrong.
I want war with all of you. Okay? All of you. And there's a reason. I'm going to get to that reason in a little bit. But I want war with all of you. So write your articles, issue your statements, email the White House, reach out for comment. Okay? Say whatever it is you want to say about me. I want war with all of you. Because I know. I know if this isn't right. And there is no way you are going to convince me and the rest of the world that all of this is normal. I want war.
So that was something Candace said back in the day, again, on her own podcast, when people were coming after her for not supporting Israel still. And she was calling out like the genocide, etc. And my thing is, if someone like her, who once had supported Israel, if they can see it's not right, then other people can also see that it's not right. They are now coming after her heavily. But I want you to see what's said here just to give you some perspective. Max Blumenthal shared this. He said former Israeli Defense Minister Benny Gantz declares that he won't rule out American boots on the ground in Iran. Every U.S. service member needs to see this to understand who's calling the shots. And this is why people are saying you should not join.
Do you think eventually there'll be a need for boots on the ground?
I would not exclude it for those reasons or other, but we'll have to see how it goes forward.
And will that include Israeli boots on the ground, do you think?
I exclude nothing. We've been waiting for 47 years And we came to a point with every necessary means should be taken in order to achieve our goals.
In order to achieve their goals. So do you see the problem, ladies and gents? They don't rule it out. They don't care if troops die. They don't give a damn. They want their goal, their project, and they're willing to sacrifice Americans for doing so. You guess, you know who else is willing to do that? The president of the United States. I don't believe it was just six soldiers that were killed. I don't believe that. I think that number is higher. They've been known to lie about numbers before. Let's go to the next part here, Eric. So I don't believe it. I think a lot of you don't either. They all agreed to go forward with this. When you took all that money from Miriam Adelson, when you take millions of dollars from Miriam Adelson, when you sit there and giggle and be buddy-buddy with Benjamin Netanyahu, when you give him anything that he asked for, guys, this has been the plan. This has been the plan. This is the wrong one. It should be the Candace one. Yeah, thank you. So this is what she said. Do not join or remain in the United States military. Trump has betrayed America and expects you to die for Israel. There is no honor in being led by dishonorable men to your death. This is the statement that she made that Zionists are melting down about. And she retweeted the video that I just played for you guys here that Max Blumenthal shared as well. Someone commented here, sharing Greg Stoker said, Greg Stoker says, there's no sense in dying for Israel. But this comment here is making people very angry. And they're like, how dare she say that? So much to the point that people are saying that she should be arrested for making this statement. She goes on to say, Zionists are having a meltdown about what I said yesterday. So let me reiterate, do not sign up or continue to fight for the U.S. military. This war is on behalf of satanic pedophiles. Find the legal means to exit the military. Do not fight for child rapists. Come home. So this is the Epstein class, right? That's really who you're fighting for. And I say it, and others say it as well. There are people who are watching this show that were once in the military and also are saying, don't do it. And the way that they get you is through the perks. I grew up as a military kid. I know they get you through the perks. A lot of times they prey on people in lower income communities. A lot of times the recruiters will go to those high schools to try to recruit those kids because you're lower income anyway. We don't need you. Let's sacrifice your life for these wars. And they bait you with things. They bait you with, oh, well, you joined the military. You want to go to college? We'll pay for your college. Oh, you joined the military. You get TRICARE is healthcare. It's one of the best ones, which it is. But this is how they bait you. Your whole family will be covered with healthcare. You'll hardly have to pay anything. Oh, if you join the military, you get to travel the world. You get to get out of the projects. You get to get out of the trailer park. You get free housing. This is another thing I want to bring up, right? Because the military does a lot of these things that people are fighting for if you support the populist policies. The military does these things. You can live on base. Your housing is paid for if you live on base. Your housing is paid for. You get your BAQ. You get your TRICARE, which some might say is even better than Medicare. My family, when we had TRICARE, we didn't hardly pay for anything. You go to the doctor, it's like, okay, whatever. You're not really paying for anything. You get a prescription. The most I ever paid was $3. So the military been doing those things. And the thing is, you shouldn't have to be a part of the military industrial complex to get those benefits in life. That's the point that we've been trying to drive across to people. That's how they bait you. That's how they get you. Now, if you're rich, you don't need those things. So they usually, a lot of these recruiters, they usually tend to go to the lower income neighborhoods, especially lower income Black neighborhoods. They try to get those people to join their Klan. And so you are fighting for the Epstein class. She goes on to say Israel's war room is really upset about the prospect of American men and women refusing to serve. I rest my case. Israel's war room says Candace Owens is openly attacking the president of the United States military. Her post quotes a made-up tweet from an anti-American quack. Candace desperately needs help. Why is Israel focused on what American podcasters are saying? Because they need our soldiers to go fight this war for them. They can't do it at all without the U.S. And Donald Trump and all the rest of them, they are willing to sacrifice Americans for Israel. Mind you, everyone in Israel has health care. Thank you much. But they don't want you to have it here. Max Blumenthal also shared this one as well. Zionist billionaire Bill Ackman retweets an Israeli state propagandist calling for Candace Owens to be jailed for encouraging conscientious objection to the terrorist assault on Iran. They seem really worried the working class goyim will refuse to fight Israel's wars. So he is sharing this post here. This is from Emily Schrader. Bill Ackman's right here. He reposted it. This is the nut job. She's appeared on Piers Morgan's show to debate people multiple times. She's a freaking psycho. She's saying what Candace is doing is illegal. She is literally advocating for mutiny. Under 18 USC 2387, advocating overthrow or disloyalty in the armed forces. It is a crime for any person. Goes on to say here, it is a crime for any person, including civilians, to willfully advocate or attempt to cause insubordination in the armed forces, disloyalty among service members, mutiny or refusal of duty. It is also it also criminalizes distributing materials intended to encourage those outcomes. The penalty can be up to 10 years in prison or fines. Why is Emily concerned about American podcaster is telling Americans to do? And it's not anything new. Candace said, since Bill Ackman is retweeting that it is against the law for me to tell Americans not to sign up for the military, I would like to publicly invite him onto my podcast to offer a convincing argument as to why Americans should send their children to die for Israel. We can pick up where Charlie Kirk left off. Damn. This person says here, yes, it is illegal. So now they want to try to lock her up. I don't even think she should give Bill Ackman an ounce of time. I say not even entertain these people. But it's her show. Military recruitment numbers over the years have declined, and for good reason. A lot of younger people are anti-war and damn sure don't want to fight these wars. And many of us on the left have been saying this for a long time, that the military is not the way to go. And this is another thing I think that Israel notices as well. A lot of younger people are not willing to. So let's put the connection to the Charlie Kirk and Turning Point USA issue, right? Because remember, you had all these former military people that were part of Turning Point USA really like, okay, well, this guy, he talks to the younger kids, the high schools and the college kids. Yeah, yeah, this guy would be a great recruitment tool for the military. So you had these generals, ex-generals, coming in to join and be a part of Turning Point USA and basically use this organization as a military vehicle. Potential recruitment right there. He's speaking to 1,000 high school students. So if Charlie Kirk comes forward and says, no, the U.S. should not go to war with Iran, starts asking those questions, well, that might be a problem for military recruitment, right? Things are definitely changing in this country. Nobody should have to die for Israel. No one. So she's correct. And a lot of people are melting down over it. Hey guys, this was a savvy clip. If you like what you saw, hit that like button and subscribe.